The following is a lecture given by His Grace Sriman Sankarshan Dasat Hikari at the Yoga Club, recorded on April 10th, 2010 in Kaliningrad, Russia.
Shri Guru Shri Jata Barakamalam Shri Guru Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupa Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunatam Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadaitam Samadutam Parijana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Deva Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakanvitamscha.
So, how many parts of your body require nutrition? How many parts of your body require nutrition? Practically every part of your body requires nutrition. Your fingers require nutrition. Your eyes require nutrition. The earlobes require nutrition. The inner ear requires nutrition. So, how do you apply nutrients to each and every one of the bodily parts? You fill up a bathtub with nutritional soup. And soak in yourself in it. Does anybody do that to get nutrition to all the bodily parts? Do you make a nutritional soup and then soak yourself in the soup every day? No. Because that's not the effect, that's not the way to do it. That's not nature's way. Nature has made it very easy. You just put the food in your mouth. Goes down to your belly. Your gastrointestinal system then takes those nutrients and distributes throughout the entire body. So what is the point of this example? That is the subject matter of today's lecture. How many of us have problems? Do you ever have any problem? Do you have problem?
The whole life is full of problems.
There was even a popular song like that in the U.S. It was called Problems, Problems, Problems All Day Long.
проблема, целый день проблем.
So our whole life is problems.
Итак, вся жизнь, она состоит из проблем.
Hundreds, thousands and millions of problems.
Сотни, тысячи, миллионы проблем.
So, how, there's two ways to approach those problems.
Есть два способа, каким образом можно относиться к этим проблемам.
You can try to solve each problem individually.
Вы можете решать каждую проблему.
That's like soaking yourself in a bathtub of nutritional soup.
Это подобно тому, как если вы будете пытаться, чтобы вот то, что вначале приводился пример, как если вы будете пытаться принимать душ из супа и надеяться, что питательные вещества.
Trying to nourish separately each and every bodily part.
И таким образом, то есть стараться пытаться, чтобы питательные вещества в отдельности попали в каждую часть тела.
Or you can take the intelligent program, just like you feed your belly to give nourishment to your whole body. You can. There's one solution. There's a way you can solve every single problem you have by one simple adjustment. All around you, there is energy.
Все, что находится вокруг нас, это
энергия. You are also energy.
И вы также представляете собой сгустки энергии.
So just like there is electrical energy.
И эта энергия подобна электрической энергии.
What does the presence of electrical energy tell us?
А что же присутствие электрической энергии, что же нам, о чем она говорит?
It tells us that somewhere there's a generating station, a powerhouse, generating that electricity. If there were no powerhouse, there would be no electricity. So electrical energy says somewhere there's an electrical generating powerhouse. So in a similar way, all this energy that we perceive around us, indicates that somewhere there is a generating source, a powerhouse producing all that energy. So the simple formula for solving all of your problems is you have to connect with that ultimate powerhouse, that source of all energy. It's a very simple solution. This is what the great yogis of India learned how to do. The great yogis. The great self-realized souls of India, they learned how to connect with that powerhouse. Here you have Himalaya herbals. You see? There is the Himalaya mountains in India. You see? This is where the great yogis would go to get away from the material society. To reconnect with the powerhouse. But that yoga of the yogis in the Himalayas is very, very difficult to execute. You have to give up your friends. You have to give up your family. You have to give up your dog. You have to give up your cell phone and your laptop. You have to give up your clothes also. No credit cards. Just a little loincloth. Not even a jacket to stay warm in the winter. And you have to spend your whole life in a cave in the Himalayas. With no TV. No internet. No iPod.
Без iPod.
Just sitting there and meditating. For 20, maybe 20 hours a day, then you take a little nap. And that's it. For your whole life, you see. So who can do that? We knew one boy in the U.S. He graduated from the university. And he thought, now I want to be a yogi. So he went to the mountains in a place called New Mexico in the U.S., New Mexico. He went way high up in the mountains. And he took off all his clothes in the cold weather. To sit there naked and do meditation. But it was a very sad ending. He died. He wasn't able to execute that yoga. Because he was not properly trained in the discipline. So the method of the yogis in the Himalayas is very difficult to follow. That's a very difficult path. But there is Lord Sri Krishna. He is known as the master of all yoga. And he has spoken Bhagavad Gita. Five thousand years ago. To tell ordinary people like us how we can live in the society. How we can keep our family members. We can keep our friends. We can keep our cell phone. Keep our iPod. Keep our laptop. At the same time, become a self-realized yogi. Through the authorized science known as Mantra Yoga. You may wonder why we're making a little music in the beginning of the lecture. We were doing mantra, yoga, meditation. And through this mantra yoga, you actually reconnect yourself with the source of all the energy. In religion, they call that God. In science, they call it the source of the universe. Whether you call it God or the source of the universe, it's the same thing. There is an ultimate source for all energies. And when you reconnect with that ultimate source of all energies, your entire existence becomes energized with spiritual bliss. You become full of knowledge, full of bliss, and full of love for everyone. It's the most happy state you could ever imagine you could achieve. Normally, when people think of happiness, they think, well, maybe if I win the lottery, then I would be happy. But we see the lottery winners, they become miserable. We've never seen anybody become happy by winning the lottery. Not one person has become happy by winning the lottery. True happiness is achieved when you awaken your original nature in quality one with the supreme source of all existence. And the easiest way to do that is through this mantra yoga system. What is the basic problems we all face? We have to be born. Birth is very painful. Once we're born, we have to get sick. We have to get old. We have to die. These are the four basic problems of life. Birth, death, old age and disease. Science is trying to get rid of these problems. But have they done it yet? What is the death rate now? Someone know what is the death rate? The last I heard, it is still 100%. In spite of all the advance of science, everybody is still dying. Who was the greatest scientist? Einstein. Could Einstein make himself immortal by his scientific knowledge? Is Einstein still living now? No, he's dead and gone. So even Einstein had to die. So what the advancement of science has done? Even the greatest scientist, he had to die. So, we are teaching a science which is more powerful than any science in this world. This science is known as the science of self-realization. This science revives your eternal identity, which exists beyond time and beyond space. Right now, we are conscious within time and space. We would say, well, here I am in Kaliningrad, Russia. It's April 10th, 2010. That is our vision of reality, you see. But that is within time and space. Within time and space, I'm forced to get old, I'm forced to get sick, and I'm forced to die. So, through the mantra yoga system, through the self-realization system, you can realize an identity of yourself, experience it firsthand, that you are beyond time and space. You can actually experience your identity beyond time and space. Where there's no birth, no death, no old age, and no disease. See, right now we're identifying with this gross lump of matter known as the body. I'm a man. I'm a woman. That's the body. But the first lesson in self-realization is, I am not this body. It's like someone may drive a Volkswagen. And someone may drive a Mercedes. Does that make that person a Volkswagen? Does that make him a Mercedes? No. He's simply driving a Volkswagen or driving a Mercedes. So right now you're driving this particular model of body. That you're driving it. That's all. A Russian woman body or a male Latvian body, you see. That's the model of body that you're driving right now. And you've driven that car of your body into this little parking lot, indoor parking lot here, you see. You parked your car here in this room. Now you're sitting inside your car. And you're hearing me explain to you the science of self-realization. Just because you're sitting inside that car doesn't mean you are that car. If you're sitting in a Volkswagen and I say, "Hey, Volkswagen, how are you doing?" Or, "Hello there, Mercedes, how are you doing over there? How would you like if I called you by your car's name?" You see? You would say, "That's crazy. I'm not a Mercedes. I'm not a Volkswagen. I'm a person. Why are you calling me a Mercedes or a Volkswagen? That's not me." But yet we are identifying with this thing. This is simply another Mercedes, another Volkswagen, another, but I don't know, Chevrolet, Ford, Toyota. So the first, if you want to get free from all the anxieties of material existence, the first thing you have to do is affirm to yourself, "I am not this body." How do you say that in Ruski? Now everyone repeat it. You say it out loud. Everybody say it. Very good. Very good. That's the first lesson in self-realization. Because when you realize that you're not your body, then you're liberated from all the limits of this body. This body is limited by time and space. So when you refuse to identify yourself with your body, now you are no longer under the limits of time and space. The realm of time and space is characterized by three qualities. Temporality, ignorance, and misery. Who would like some ignorance, misery, or temporality today? Who would like to volunteer if I would make you miserable today? Who wants to volunteer to be made miserable? Nobody. So, instead of identifying with this body, which forces us to be caught within the time and space dimension, which forces us to experience temporality, ignorance, and misery. Those who are intelligent. Those who are educated in the self-realization science. They identify as what's known as the Atma. The self seated within the body, the driver. Because identifying yourself as the driver of the body instead of the body, now you're free to enter into the higher dimension of consciousness. This is called the transcendental dimension. In that transcendental dimension, there is the opposite. There is eternality, knowledge, and bliss. You realize your eternal nature. You become full of knowledge. And your heart is overflowing with bliss. So the self-realization science will take you to that world. By utilizing the mantra. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Now I will teach you the mantra. I will say one word and then you can repeat it back to me. And then I will say two words and you can say those two words back to me. And this way I will teach you the mantra. Within 5 minutes you'll know the mantra by heart. Okay, now let's begin. Hare.
Hare.
Krishna.
Krishna.
Hare.
Hare.
Krishna.
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 Hare.
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 Hare. Rama. Hare. Rama.
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 Hare.
Hare. Very good. Now we'll do two words at a time. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Krishna Krishna.
Krishna Krishna.
Hare Hare.
Hare Hare.
Hare Rama.
Hare Rama.
Hare Rama.
Hare Rama.
Rama Rama.
Rama Rama.
Rama.
Hare Hare.
Hare Hare. Oh, it's even getting better, okay? Now we'll do four words at a time. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna.
Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.
Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.
Hare Rama, Hare Rama.
Hare Rama, Hare Rama.
Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Now 8 words at a time. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.
Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Rama Hare Hare.
Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Now we'll do the whole mantra. Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.
Now you've been given the mantra. Some gurus charge a fee to get the mantra. They charge you. I went to one guru, he charged me a whole month rent for a mantra. It turned out to not be a very effective mantra. It didn't work. But this mantra is the most powerful, the most recommended mantra in all the Vedic scriptures of India. It's worth millions and billions of rubles. But today, because Maya Guru gave it to me for free, I'm giving it to you all for free. So if you will get up every morning and meditate by chanting this mantra, you can utter it softly to yourself, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, like that. Then you'll be floating on a cloud the whole day. People will be amazed. I've never seen you looking so happy. I've never seen you looking so peaceful and calm. Have you discovered something new in life? You can tell them, yes, I've discovered the Hare Krishna mantra. And it's simply amazing. So you can try it too. And you'll be floating on a cloud of bliss all day too, just like me. So I've spoken now for half an hour. Maybe there's some questions you all have.
Люди, которые занимаются очень долго йога и читают мантру, да, они получают во время чтения мантры наивысшее блаженство. А скажите, вот почему Бог не дает возможность обычным людям получать вот это блаженство? Ведь если бы человек почувствовал, что это такое, насколько это наслаждение, ему не нужны были бы наркотики, не нужны были бы там алкоголь, не нужен был там, не знаю, там секс, еще что-то, достаточно было вот этого блаженства. Почему же для того, чтобы получить это блаженство, нужно такой сложный путь пройти? Я правильно объясняю? Не знаю.
То есть без мантры такой?
Нет, почему такой долгий путь к блаженству, когда можно дать людям более легкое блаженство, и тогда они откажутся от наркотиков, от всего, что это ищет?
People who do yoga, who meditate for a long time, they have a lot of bliss.
They have what?
A lot of bliss, a lot of happiness for people who do yoga for a long time. But why do ordinary people don't get this bliss? Because if they get this bliss, they would stop take drugs. They will stop drink, etc. Why there is such a long process to get such bliss and happiness?
Well, the yoga system is very, it takes a long time to the asanas. It is a very slow process. But this mantra yoga system, you can immediately taste the bliss. That's why Krishna says in chapter 6 of the Bhagavad Gita, text 47, Yoginam api sarvesham madgatena taratmana shadavan bhujate yomang same yukta tamo mataha. Out of all the yogis, the one who always abides in me with great faith, who always worships me, he is the most intimately united with me in yoga. And he is the highest of all. 647. So other yogas take a long time to achieve. But this yoga gives instant bliss. So maybe they haven't chanted Hare Krishna yet. That could be the problem. So you should tell all the yogis about Hare Krishna mantra.
Да, я читаю. читаем мантру, да? Я читаю два круга. И мне не получается, я 16 кругов как положено читаю. Да? Я получаю удовольствие, но немного. Иногда бывает вообще ничего не получаю. Там, в зависимости от настроя. Насколько долго это нужно читать, чтобы действительно начать получить удовольствие?
She chants Hare Krishna Maha Mantra 2 rounds a day. And she says that she gets bliss, but not a lot of bliss. And she says that sometimes it doesn't last long. And sometimes she doesn't have bliss at all. Some days.
Oh, what time of day do you chant your 2 rounds?
У меня получается 9 часов утра, у меня раньше получается, я не могу встать.
It's about 9 o'clock in the morning. She can't
put that's why I say. You really want to get the full potency chant before sunrise.
Потому что если вы хотите получить наибольшее блаженство, то лучше эту мантру повторять до восхода солнца.
Mantra has more power before sunrise. You got to wake up. Set that alarm clock. A yogi never lets the sun catch him sleeping. A yogi is always up before sunrise. Because he knows there's great power in the early morning hour before sunrise. You can take a nap later on if you to make up for it. It's okay. You should be up before that sun comes. Of course, sometimes in the year the sun comes very, very early here, I know that. But you should get up, you can get up by 4 o'clock or 5 o'clock every day, you see. And chant, you'll find great power in the chanting. And if you're regularly attending our classes, that will help you also. If you associate with the other devotees, that will help you. Can you read English a little bit? No. Okay. All right, anything else? Everybody's happy. Everybody's fully satisfied in life. Or you'd like to find something more happy? Looking for something more? Or you already have everything now, everything you could ever want. Who would like something more in life? Raise your hand. Very good. All right. So we have these wonderful books. Our founder Acharya, His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, my guru. His books will give you great insight into this science. So we encourage you all, we have books here. Please get some books and read them. And if anybody who would like to take a book today, I will personally give you a written blessing in your book. So if there's no further questions,
которой вы принадлежите, пару слов, и о вашем духовном учителе, откуда это идет традиция.
Can you say a couple of words about tradition that you follow and about your spiritual master?
Yes, tradition means the science of self-realization is not something that was newly invented. In fact, it goes back to the very beginning of the universe. Tene brahma hridayadi kaviye bhuyanti yat suryaha. It is described in the Srimad Bhagavatam. At the very beginning of the universe, this knowledge was imparted by the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord Krishna, to Lord Brahma, the creator of this universe. So this is the original science. Long before the, you know, Sir Isaac Newton and these other modern scientists. This is the original science. It was revealed, historically speaking, it was revealed 155 trillion years ago. The modern day historians have not even understood it yet. They're still confused about history. So we are trying to enlighten them in this regard. So they can update their history books. This knowledge has been passed down from guru to disciple for thousands and millions of years. This is how the knowledge comes. It comes, you hear from a bona fide spiritual master. And then, by becoming his disciple, that knowledge becomes fully revealed unto you. And then you enlighten others in this science, and they also become spiritual masters in due course. So, I am a disciple of the founder of our movement, is Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada. And my other, I have other God brothers as well who are his disciples. We are preaching in this science in various parts of the world. And we are accepting disciples to train them in this science. You all said you would like to get more out of life. So, by taking this training in the self-realization science, your life will become completely fulfilled. You will not feel you're lacking anything. So this science we would like to teach you, if you would like to learn. How many of you would like to learn this science? Raise your hands. 1, 2, 3. Yeah. Let's raise them high. Let me. I'm gonna. Okay. Oh, very good. Very good. Very good. He raises too. Good. Good. Well, that's very nice. So we, Leela Avatar and his wife. They're running this clinic and they can also teach you this science. I'm coming here twice a year. I will also be very happy to teach you this science. The key to learning this science is simply be eager to hear. And then whatever doubts you have when you're hearing, you raise your hand and ask questions. And this way, all of your doubts will become answered. And the brilliant self-realization sun will arise within your heart, and you'll see everything illuminated everywhere. You will see the brilliance within, you will even see the brilliance within Kaliningrad. You will see that even Kaliningrad is the energy of God. Any other questions? Yes, actually it is more than faith. Of course, faith is there. It is beyond a religious faith. It is as a scientific process of reviving one's lost relationship with the Supreme Person. I was first introduced to it in 1968, so 42 years ago. And I started taking it very seriously in 39 years ago, in 1971. Yeah. So I've seriously been practicing it for 39 years now. And I can tell you there's nothing in the world that compares with it. It is sweeter than the sweetest honey. So sometimes beginners, it's a little hard getting started, you see. And just like when you have a new job, you're working in a new company, in the beginning it's a little hard to fit in. But if you'll persist with this system, if you'll persist with this chanting process, you will realize the highest truth. And you will taste the highest truth at every minute. Whether you're at home, whether you're at work, whether you're at school, whether you're shopping, even driving in traffic, you will feel how you are connected intimately with the highest truth. And you will feel so happy. Any other questions? Yes?
Rather often we hear
что вот эти вещи, как любовь и свет, они находятся уже у нас внутри, вот это все знание, все счастье, оно уже есть в сердце.
That such things as love, happiness are inside of us already.
И также мы слышим, что иногда люди говорят, что просто нужно это проявить. Зачем нам нужен духовный учитель, какой-то наставник?
And people say that we should reawake this. And some people say, why do we need some spiritual master for this?
И они говорят, что нужно просто сделать это самому. Либо встретить кого-то, кто поможет нам это сделать.
And they say that they can reawaken such state of happiness by themselves. Or they say that they can just meet someone who will help them to do that.
Но некоторые люди, они говорят, что нужно именно... Нам может помочь именно тот, кто вот связан с той электростанцией, о которой вы говорили в самом начале, который подключен именно к ней. И никто другой почему-то не может человеку помочь. Почему это так?
But some people say that only that person who has the connection with this electricity station, only he can help. But
what's the question?
Why only this person who has the connection with this power yes.
If you're tied up hand and foot with tightly bound up with ropes, can you free yourself? No. You require the help of someone who is not bound up hand and foot with ropes. Then you can easily become freed. So at the present moment, we are bound up by what is called the three modes of material nature. Sattva-guna, Rajagun, Tamagun. We are bound up by these modes. Therefore, we cannot get free. But someone who is freed already from the modes, he can free us. That is the spiritual master. A person who is already free from the influence of the three modes of nature, he can deliver us from the modes of nature. But as long as we ourselves are tightly bound in these modes, we cannot free ourselves. It's not possible. Next question.
Есть какой-нибудь вопрос? Ну вот если человек по складу своего характера любит вот больше одиночество, он может один вот следовать этому методу, воспевать эту, ну, читать ну, вот эту вот мантру, он достигнет успеха на пути?
If the person, because of his character, likes to be more alone, just to do things alone, can this person, just practicing Maha Mantra and all this process, can he get the result just doing everything by himself?
The desire to be alone is not bad.
Желание быть одному, оно не является чем-то плохим.
Because most of the association we get in this world is not very good for our spiritual advancement.
Потому что большее количество общения, которое мы получаем в этом материальном мире, оно не может нам помочь духовно прогрессировать.
But at least we have to have one person who can be our guide.
Но если мы будем общаться, по крайней мере, с одним человеком.
Because you cannot liberate yourself without the help of someone who is already liberated. It's not possible. Even if it's just one person, that will be enough. But completely on your own, it is not possible. It will take you millions of lifetimes. And still you will not be liberated. But if you will take shelter of a bona fide guru, in one lifetime you can become liberated. So we should not be falsely proud. No, I will do it on my own. I refuse to take anyone's help. That is not very intelligent. If you're tied up hands and feet, tied up with rope, you say, I'm going to get out on my own. I don't want anybody to release me. Here's a person who's come. He's prepared to release you from the ropes, but you're saying, no, I'll do it on my own. Is that a very intelligent thing? No. One should take that help. That is intelligent. Anything else?
For the material education, we need that for professor teachers. So why would people...
For material what?
Material education.
Material education.
We need...
We require teacher.
Teacher. So why would one want to shun the idea of spiritual master?
Сказали, что, например, когда мы получаем какое-то обучение в школе, в университете, то есть нам требуется учитель, который бы передавал нам знания. Также и в духовной жизни, то есть нужен тот, кто бы давал нам это знание.
I may think, well, I would like to have a PhD degree.
Вот я, например, могу подумать, вот я хочу закончить аспирантуру.
But I don't want to attend the university.
Но я вообще не хочу
I will just sit in my room, and someday I will receive an honorary PhD degree.
Я просто буду сидеть сам в своей комнате, и в один прекрасный момент я получу корочку об окончании аспирантуры.
Do you think that's the intelligent way to try to earn a degree?
Вы думаете, это разумно думать, что вы получите сертификат таким образом?
That I will not enroll in the university. I will just wait for my honorary degree. No.
Нет.
You want a degree, you enroll in the university.
Если вы хотите получить эту корочку, то вам нужно ходить в университет.
You study under the learned professor.
И обучаться, и слушать профессоров.
In spiritual life, that learned professor, he is called the spiritual master.
И слушать профессоров, таким образом обучаясь от них. В духовной жизни эти профессора называются духовными учителями.
It's like in the university, they teach different fields of science. Chemistry, physics, biology, mathematical science, different fields of science are taught. In every field of science, you must study under a learned professor. So why the spiritual science would be different? If in every other science, professor is required, so in this science, professor is also required. Why this science should be a different thing? This is the most advanced of all the sciences. Therefore, we require, even more, we require help of professor in this science. Next question.
Who has the right to be spiritual master? Who has the right?
Who?
Who has the right to can become spiritual master?
Whoever becomes the first class servant of the spiritual master, they become spiritual master. You have to become disciple. That's the qualification. One has to be expert. He has to become first class disciple of the spiritual master. And then automatically he is qualified to be professor. So you can become qualified also to become spiritual professor. Similarly, you have to become first class disciple now. And then just as I am teaching, you can also teach.
She said that it's such a long way that it's not possible to finish this path for ordinary person.
What?
She said that it's such a long way.
Long way? That's not true. As soon as I moved into the ashram, they put me on television. I've been practicing it for 2 months. They put me on TV to teach it. Simply you have to be sincere, that's all. And in 2 or 3 months you can be teaching it. You simply have to agree to become a fully surrendered student, that's all. And then instantly you become empowered. I sent me all alone to be on television to explain to the TV audience about Krishna consciousness. I've been living in the ashram for a few weeks only, and they put me on television. Only sincerity is required. That's all. You have a question? Someone else? Okay.
Означает ли это, что если у человека нет духовного учителя, либо у кого-то из наставников нет духовного учителя, где-то эта цепь прерывается, что на самом деле это не настоящие духовные учителя? Они не могут себя называть духовными учителями, если у них нет гуру. У кого-то из...
So, if some spiritual masters don't have spiritual masters, so the chain of spiritual...
They're not the spiritual masters then.
Yeah, so if this chain of succession is broken, or if, for example, spiritual mentors don't have spiritual masters, does that mean that they can't give this knowledge?
If a spiritual master doesn't have a spiritual master, he's not a spiritual master. Even the original spiritual master, God himself, Lord Krishna, he also had a guru, Sandipani Muni. One cannot become self-proclaimed guru. One only becomes guru when his spiritual master orders him to become guru. You can't make yourself into a guru. You have to be ordered to be a guru by a bona fide spiritual master.
Что делать, если людей много, а духовных учителей очень мало?
What to do if there are a lot of people, but there are not so many spiritual masters?
Not so many spiritual masters?
And there are a lot of people.
That's why we want you to become qualified also. We need more spiritual masters. We're trying to train up more spiritual masters. There's a shortage, that's a thing. So we'll train you how to become a spiritual teacher also. You have to learn from us, we'll train you.
She thinks it's very difficult.
Huh?
It seems to her that it's very difficult.
How many times do you drink water every day?
Сколько раз в течение дня вы пьете воду? 10 or 15 times.
Every time you will drink water. Every time you drink water, you will remember that Krishna is the taste of the water. Immediately you'll be Krishna conscious. Is that difficult then? Whenever you drink water, you simply remember that Krishna is the taste of the water. In this way you become the greatest yogi.
Отказаться от мира, от мобильных телефонов, от всего прочего. То есть отречься для того, чтобы стать духовным учителем, нужно отречься от этого мира, от реального. Это ведь не каждому дано.
She said that if a person wants to become a spiritual master, he has to get rid of cell phone, of the whole world, to get rid of the whole society, as you told.
He has to do what with it?
She said that someone wants to become spiritual master,
right?
This person has to give up.
Give up, okay. Give up is the word, okay. Actually, one doesn't have to give up anything. Because what is yours to give up? Can you claim that anything actually belongs to you? You come to this world naked, you leave naked. What can you claim is actually your property? So you have nothing to give up, actually. Except for the false conception that you are the owner. So simply give up that one thing, that's all. Whatever you have now, you keep it. But you engage it all in the service of Krishna. In this way, you become the greatest yogi. So don't give up anything. Except for the false concept that you are the owner. Any more questions?
Еще какие-нибудь вопросы?
В своей обычной социальной жизни мы общаемся не только с людьми, которые ищут духовного развития, духовного пути, но также со всеми остальными людьми.
In ordinary life, in mundane life, we associate not only with people who are on spiritual path, who are looking for spirituality, but with ordinary people.
Вот эти все остальные люди, они очень насмешливо относятся к духовному развитию и духовности. И очень много пренебрежения в них. И непонимания.
And these mundane people who don't inclined, don't have spiritual inclinations, so they may have some negativity or towards spiritual.
And they have some what?
Some negative attitude.
Negative attitude.
Negative attitude they may they can make jokes, tease, etc.
Yes.
Вопрос в том, как правильно себя вести. Вот такое само общение, оно неизбежно. Как правильно построить такое общение? Потому что в социальной жизни в нее не уйдешь.
So how to have the right association with such people? Because we can't
right what?
Right association. Right relationship.
Relation.
Relationships with such people because we can't get rid of them.
So devotee actually is very kind to everyone. You have to realize that those persons have nothing to offer you for your spiritual benefit. But that doesn't mean you become cold to them or indifferent to them. Someone was kind to you and they helped you get on the spiritual path. So you should be kind to all of those people. You should become even a better friend. So that by your kindness they can also come someday to the spiritual path. But you should make your close relationships with those persons who are on the spiritual path. Those should be your closest friend. That will give you strength on your path. But that doesn't mean you become cold to those other people who are not on the path. You should be even more warm and friendly to them now. So they will also become attracted to come on the spiritual path. By your kindness. You have a big duty now. Because of kindness of others, now you are attracted to the spiritual path. Now you must be kind to others so that they can also become attracted to the spiritual path. Any other questions?
Нужно ли бояться этот мир?
these people in this world, people suffer. Should
people what?
Suffer. So should people fear, have fear of this world? Should be afraid of this world.
Actually, there's nothing to fear. If you see the loving person who is behind the scenes arranging everything, fear is simply the result of ignorance. A person who is enlightened with transcendental knowledge, he is fearless. He knows that the loving Supreme Person, God Himself, is arranging everything perfectly. So I think we'll stop here as a good stopping point. Anyone who can read English, you can go on my e-course. Anybody read English, like to get on my free e-course? No one reads English. We hope to have a Russian version someday, but right now we have a Lithuanian version and a Spanish version. Yeah, you can pass them out to anybody else who wants them. Anybody else want a card that didn't get one? English, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, then, thank you very much.
Hare Krishna.